I'm Chris Thiele, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your gateway to news and classical music from Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bridget, and I am 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Bridget, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Hansel and Gretel Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll ask you a new Quizlet question on Friday. Yesterday on Kids Commute, Hansel and Gretel were understandably freaked out by having to sleep in the woods alone without their parents, but they made it through the night. Phew! And they look and see in the forest what looks to be a safe and wonderful place. Oh, it is a beautiful house, all made of gingerbread. And when you are a hungry kid, a giant house made out of cookie, boy, you can't go wrong with that, can you? So Hansel and Gretel just have at it. They are eating at that house, little off the shingle, little off the door, little off the window, when, uh-oh. Yeah, it turns out, of course, someone owns this house. Someone lives in it. That is the witch. And she is not at all happy that there are children eating her house. Now, this is not a witch that likes to eat candy, necessarily. No, no. She thinks that children are far more delicious than houses. Now, technically, she turns the kids into gingerbread first and then eats the gingerbread, but then it's kid-flavored gingerbread, which is totally gross and doesn't count. And she decides she is going to eat both Hansel and Gretel. So, she takes both of them captive, she puts Hansel in a cage, and makes Gretel do all the housework. And then she runs off to do wicked things before coming back every day and trying to fatten Hansel up before she eats him. So today we are going to hear the Wicked Witch's song. She is also very hungry, but not for gingerbread. Exactly. Ew. Here's Judith Forst as the witch singing about jumping around on her broomstick. Once again, this recording is the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra conducted by Andreas Delfs.
Oh,
captives of the gingerbread witch. She's got Hansel in a cage and Gretel doing all the chores while she flies off on her broom. How are they going to get out of this situation? It's probably going to take some courage and quick thinking, and we'll hear some of that tomorrow. Andreas Delfs conducted the Milwaukee Symphony. Suzanne Mentzer is our Hansel this week. Heidi Grant Murphy, our Gretel. Judith Forst was our creepy witch. Well, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.